You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
We all know that Aston Villa are doomed here, but Norwich, we talked about them being on that glass mountain. They suffered a fourth straight loss against Tottenham at Carrow Road and showed next to nothing.
Yeah, I know. I can't back Norwich. They have shown next to nothing. And Villa, you'd have to say, are improving. Okay, they still look doomed. But there's glimmers, isn't there, in Villa's recent performances. And even when they lost in midweek, you know, until, down to 10 men against West Ham, they looked a tidy side for a long period of that game until, you know, the fact they had 10 men found them out. They're a bit short, though, for a team that hardly ever wins. 7-5 is a bit short. I know it's only Norwich. I don't think there's any value here. I really don't. There's none of the prices scream out at me. And I think it's a game where the fear factor, particularly for Norwich, because I'm not sure if Philip got anything to be afraid of now they're going down. I'll have to go for the draw. Anyway, it's a draw. It's a result that will suit neither side. But I just think Norwich will be thinking, Jesus, if we lose this, we really are in trouble. And they'll be trying to make sure they don't lose. And that's easier said than done when you're Norwich, by the way. But the draw for me.
A lot of the fans of teams around Norwich in the league will be hoping Villa win this game as well, because I think everyone expects Villa to go down from this point. Only got 13 points from 24 games. But none of those teams would want Norwich to see Norwich get 3 points here.
No, not at all. You're right, Villa are. Yeah, the Villa are down. They're long gone. No shame in some of the losses that they have. And let's be fair to them, you know, having Ayew go off after 17 minutes does harm your chances. And still had a little bit of a go in the second half. West Ham did batter them, though. They had about 25 shots, didn't they, on goal, I think. Because that was my nap, West Ham to win, and I was checking it quite often. I think the first half they had 11 shots on goal, one on target. I was like, no, please don't let it be one of those nights. But they got the job done in the end. Wish I'd gone to win to nil, really, for a bit of extra value, but 17 to 20 will do.
He's never going to show up about this, is he, Derek?
Love it. Norwich are absolutely shocking, though. We need someone else to pick up this glass mountain thing, don't we? Because, like, since Ron's not been on it, I bet even Ron doesn't say it anymore. If you looked up the glass mountain in a dictionary or an encyclopedia, there'd be a picture of Norwich sliding down at the minute, wouldn't it? Just conceding so many goals as well.
Yeah.
Away from home, conceded 3 in each of the last 3 games. Poof, it's a tricky one, I must admit. I when Derek said the draw, I thought that does seem like the most sensible option here. I just wonder if defensively either of the teams can keep each other out. How ambitious will they be? That's the question, I suppose. I looked at the goals and I looked at the draw. Obviously, the Derek's taken the draw. The over 2.5 is 6-5. So I'll go for that. Leave the draw to Derek. Over 2.5 goals in the match at 6-5.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.